Good morning. Welcome back from the Sukkos Yom Tov. The traditional Yiddish greeting is a good winter or gesunten winter. It should be a good winter ahead of us. And we're learning Hilchos Tzitzis, Klal Yud Beis, the lachos of the Brichos Tzitzis. So we're looking at Siman Aleph. Kadam Shivorech, Ya'ayin Bechutei HaTzitzis, Shiva Kol Shlemim. So the Chayyim says, which is a sif in Shulchan Aruch, that before you make a bracha on the tzitzis, you should check to make sure that the tzitzis, all of the tzitzis are shleimim, nothing is torn off, and you're allowed to make a bracha on this pair of tzitzis. It's a kosher pair of tzitzis. There's a machlokes between the Taz and the Magen Avraham. What is the issue? The Taz says the issue is bracha levatala. And because of bracha levatala, we're concerned, which is a very stringent isser. So we want you to check not only the free hanging part of the tzitzis, but even the area where the tzitzis enter into the hole, into the begad. You have to check, make sure all of the chutim are there and everything is in place. The Magen Avraham says we have to check for the basic mitzvah of tzitzis. You can't wear a four-corner garment without tzitzis. So you have to check to make sure the tzitzis are there. That being said, the Magen Avraham does not feel you need to check where the hole is. You just have to check the free hanging part. As the Chayyim continues and says, Avagav the Kaimalon, the called Dober Mukmin and Acheskos. So we have a concept in Halacha called Chazaka. If we know something was in its status of being kosher, we have a right to assume that it continues in that status. So why do we have to check? Just rely on the Chazaka. So the Chayyim answers, Kibin the Asim Liposik, the Pamim, it is, they do eventually tear. So you can't rely on the chazaka forever. It doesn't make sense to rely on the chazaka forever and never check. You buy a pair of tzitzis, you wear them for 3 years and never check the tzitzis. Chances are eventually those tzitzis are going to tear. So you'd have to check at some point in time. So once you have to check at some point in time, the question is how often should you check? So therefore, we say once you have to check at some point in time, we're going to make you check regularly. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that actually is a din rabbanon. That which you have to check on a daily basis, because really a chazaka would work on a daily basis. But since some time frame has to be put in place, they put in place the time frame of a daily check. Va'oz, once you've done your chiyuv to check daily, you have a right to use chazaka. So if later in the day you took your tzitzis off and put them back on, you do not need to check a second time when you put them back on. If a person wants to wear his tzitzis out to go out in a place where there's no Erev, so if the tzitzis are not kosher, it's considered carrying on Shabbos. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, it would be considered carrying Rosh Hashanah and a Malacha D'Raisa. You have a right to rely on chazaka because you did your job of checking once a day. So he's not focusing on making sure that they're kosher. He's thinking about other things. You do not need to check a second time on that day. So that's one scenario where you're allowed to rely on chazaka. Mishabura gives us another scenario is when you put the tzitzis away into the talus zekel, the talus bag. If you check the tzitzis before you put them away, you put them away in a way that they're safe, you have a right to assume the next morning that they're still intact because you've checked them and then put them in a safe place. So that would be another example where the chazaka would be, we would, yes, allow you to rely on the chazaka because you have checked them. Is in a case where by checking you're going to miss davening, you're going to come late to tefillah b'tzibur, or a person got called to get an aliyah and he's putting on a talus and there's the whole tzibur waiting for him. So in that situation, we do not require you to do b'dika. We let you rely on the chazaka. And the Mishabura points out, we're talking about a case where he knew at some point in time the previous day that the tzitzis were intact, so we waive the responsibility to check this morning in order to get him to davening on time. But it is appropriate to check and look as quickly as possible what's possible under the time frame to make a quick overview of looking over the sitzes very quickly to see if you can notice anything which is a problem, etc. One last point is if a person is putting on a talis katan and a talis gadol at the same time with one bracha. So according to the Taz, you only have to check one. According to the Magen Rambam, you must check both. Even according to the Magen Rambam, you must check both. You wouldn't need to check where the holes are according to the Magen Rambam. So one beged, you would have to check everything. One beged, you would just check in order to be to the Taz and the Magen Rambam. And one beged, you would just check the free hanging sitzes and not where the nekev is. Our minhag is not to make a bracha on a talis which you put on for Aliyah L'Torah. So according to the Taz, there's no chiyuv to check at all. So according to the Magen Rambam, that you would want to check, and that's under the circumstances, again, you don't have to check the free hanging part of the sitzes and not where the hole is. If you'd have kavana not to be cut on the talis, so then neither according to the Taz nor the Magen Rambam would you have to check the sitzes. So that might be an eitz as well. But the Chayyim says that normally, even though we do not make a bracha, a person is, it's part of the tzibur, so he's part of the tzibur, he owns the talis, so he does have a chiyuv mitzvah, therefore he should try and check the tzitzis at least as much as possible under the circumstances while he's going up to get his aliyah. Have a good morning.